He has an idea. Let him do it.
All Hang right. on. Do the voice again.
I'm good to go.
And I'm going nowhere fast. There were guys who legitimately sounded like that. Like, sang out of that.
Those guys to this day.
Name one.
No.
Let's name names.
turn this off.
Let's ruin potential job opportunities for you.
I know. That was like the biggest piece of advice I ever got was like, hey, like you're starting to like get some traction. I was never one to like really like talk crap online or like talk
about
for
like, sure.
how something sounds and stuff. But they're like some like friends of mine that are like doing pretty well. They're like, my biggest advice to you is never talk shit. Because if for some reason like you're gonna say yes to the band that you're like dogging on,
yeah,
sure.
When push comes to shove, like if the bag is in front of you, you're not gonna say no.
Yeah,
we know somebody who did both though. So
you can do both.
You can do
both.
It is possible.
You mean dogging someone publicly?
Yeah.
Privately, for sure. I'd be dogging people all the time.
Oh, it happens all the time.
Yeah.
But, like, publicly, I would never, because it's just not smart.
No, it's not smart.
Dom and I know somebody who publicly dogged a band,
yeah,
did the band's record, and, like, hated the entire process. And then I talked to him afterwards, and he was like, yeah, it was a terrible decision. I was like, yeah, well, obviously, you hated the band.
You fucking liked this band.
You hated the idea before you went into it. What part of this? Someone just dangling the carrot in front of the horse.
Exactly.
Right. He wanted to get paid.
Yeah. Hold on. Hey.
Let me move this light because right now you're kind of shrouded in shadow, dog.
Cool.
Ooh. Some may notice the dog that is falling asleep on me.
Yeah, she's doing so good.
She is doing great. Who are the bands that did it back in the day, though?
What do you mean?
That sang like that back in the day.
There we go. Much better.
Cute is what we aim for, guy, kind of.
So much of that.
You can dog them. You don't want an opportunity from them.
I like that band.
You do?
I do, yeah.
You could say they sounded like that endearingly.
Oh, yeah.
I suppose so, yeah.
Yeah, it's not inherent. I mean, fucking.
I've got
birds
in my ear and a devil on my shoulder. I can go on for.
Yeah, he sings exactly like that.
Ain't got a cock in my ass and a penis in my fuck. Okay.
In my fuck? Yeah. I have a penis in my fuck?
Yeah. I couldn't think of anything.
Marcus, who does front of house for us over in Europe, in the UK, we've been obsessed with that Casey Fry series that he's been doing, the Up and De Yurt series.
Oh, yeah.
There's one point where he improvises a song where... And he's like so upset with himself after, where he goes, "Love is nothing without poop." And he's like so mad at himself for just resorting to saying poop. And Marcus and I threw out like the day, we'll just text each other like, "Love is nothing without," and then the other one will go poop.
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 Poop is always funny, though.
It's always good, yeah.
Dude, there was this unbelievable bit that Jackie, Dan, and I ripped while playing Fortnite the other night.
I heard about this. I forgot what the bit
you
was.
You heard about the bit?
It was so good. It was so good that my girlfriend who plays Fortnite with them was like,
You have to hear about this bit. I got this new bit you've been looking for.
So, I don't even remember how it started, but I think Jackie at one point, like, we're just in a normal match, and they go, there's a white baby located deep beneath the Lincoln Memorial. And I was like, yo, holy shit. And then it kept developing from there, and eventually...
A second white baby has been found.
It transformed into, if that white baby dies, Yakub will return. So it's like this Yakubian seal that's preventing him from
Yakubian
returning
seal.
And resurfacing. And, towards the end, like, I was like, where did this fucking bit come from? And then Jackie goes, no, dude, I swear to God, it's real. And then
source, trust me, bro.
That's such a good Jackie bit. Yeah. No, trust me, it's real.
Trust me. Okay.
And then right before they left, They were like, he's glowing white, by the way.
You can't
he's
miss him.
Glowing white,
he's
by the
glowing
way.
White. So then I tweeted that.
I don't know if people understand how often Dr. Yacoub comes up when I'm not on mic.
Dude, it's
Dr. Yacoub comes up. Do you know who Dr. Yacoub is?
No.
He's the brilliant African scientist who created white people.
Oh.
Yeah. He created white people.
And I thank him every
day
for it.
As like a punishment.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
For what again?
I don't remember exactly what for.
When he created white people, was like that scene in Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Looking off.
No, he was like, imagine that scene in Oppenheimer, but he's smiling.
Oh.
have you guys heard about Glicked?
Glicked?
The Gladiator 2 Wicked.
Oh, God.
Oh, I did see that, and I'm like, we have to stop. We have
to
stop
cut it
this.
Out.
Like,
my girlfriend wants to see Wicked so bad.
It looks not good.
It looks terrible.
I don't want to see it. I really, really
did
don't
want to
see
it. Did y'all see, it was the trailer for the new Mission Impossible, which is...
Yeah.
Yeah,
looks
I mean,
amazing.
We could just
three,
do a
awesome.
Full episode on that if we
yeah,
wanted to.
We could.
Yeah.
It's like the trailer is going around. Like I saw a quote tweet that was like, "This has more color than the last like 17 Marvel movies."
Yeah,
yeah.
Genuinely.
I was like, oh wow,
it looks great.
Yeah, I'm
I
so
can't
excited,
wait, man. I'm so excited. Him hanging off the plane.
Mm-hmm.
I know he did that shit for real too.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
he really did
course,
that shit.
Of course, he did.
They apparently go to space in this one, like for
awesome.
Real.
Finally.
Really?
Yeah.
Like he goes to space.
Like genuinely.
Like Thomas Cruise.
Like Thomas Cruise went.
Thomas
to space.
Mapother Cruise.
Is that his middle name?
His middle name is Cruise. His last name is Mapother.
Oh.
His name is Thomas Cruise Mapother.
That's you know good rebrand.
Yeah,
I know. Mapother sucks as last name.
Pretty clutch rebrand.
He wouldn't make it. He wouldn't make it.
No.
No. No. I love him. Can we just say it?
Yeah.
He's great.
He's so
great.
Awesome.
He's awesome. He is the definition of a movie star.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He's the last one we have.
Mm-hmm.
He's been putting in work on like fostering the next ones. Like Glenn Powell, I think, could be a good candidate for the next like
sure.
big movie star.
That other guy that is in a lot of things who I really like.
Sure.
He plays kind of the dork in the Top Gun movie, but he's also in the new
The Dork
Salem's Lot series, I believe.
The dork in Top Gun Maverick?
In Top Gun Maverick. Correct.
I know who it is.
I
don't know
him.
His name.
I like him a lot, though.
You love a lot of D-listers.
Yeah, oh,
well,
he's
not
a D-lister.
D-lister.
He's doing better than that. He's in that Outer Range show that I liked that no one else liked.
Mm. Who is this?
I've forgotten.
I can picture him because he's like, everyone's like, has military training. He's like, I like computers.
He's like, oh, wow.
It's like, we need the whitest guy you know to play this part. Like, yeah. I got him right here.
Lewis Pullman?
Yes, that guy. He's Bill Pullman's son, yeah.
Oh, he looks like the nerdiest guy in the cast.
Who's Bill Pullman?
What do you mean, who's Bill Pullman?
Just tell me.
Shaking my damn head.
He's the president in fucking Independence.
Okay.
What do you mean, who is Bill Pullman?
What else has he been in?
Lots of other things.
I don't know. I'm just bad with names.
He's a
but
celebrated
I
actor.
I love movies.
You know Thomas Cruise Mapother for
mm-hmm.
sure.
That's
I
true.
Love movies, but I'm bad with names.
I love
Thomas him, man.
Cruise Mapother.
He's awesome. He's dope. Lewis Pullman is who I'm thinking of, yes.
I think it's really funny
he's really
that...
good. He was good in Maverick. I don't think I've seen him in anything else.
He's in Twisters also.
Oh.
He and Glenn Powell are also in Twisters together.
Oh, I liked Twisters.
Everyone
I
know that saw it said they loved it.
You guys
it.
Never saw it?
No. I didn't see it because I was just like, eh.
It's fun.
I wanted to.
Reagan from Chat Pile was like, it's my favorite movie of the year. And I was like, and you're an asshole. So, like me. A pretentious asshole. So I was like, and you also.
Oh,
so.
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah. No, I wasn't saying it about you.
I mean, if it was, you know, it's cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, yeah.
What
I was saying. I do really want to watch Twisters eventually. Yeah.
It's good. It like, walking out of the movie, I was like, that was a movie. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, some
movies,
like
movie.
Some movies are just movies.
Sure.
Know? And that
yeah.
was a
movie. Yeah.
It's not trying to be anything. It's just a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. it's not trying to say anything about like obesity.
Yeah.
What movie did you see that was trying to say something about obesity?
Don't get me started.
The Dave Blunt's On the Radar that I've watched about
oh,
1,000
God.
Times.
Yeah.
Got a white bitch. She a wrist slitter.
I heard he was a cat diddler. I saw that
I heard
clip
he was
today.
A pedophile. I've watched
what
it
is that,
so many
what
times.
What is that from?
It's from Dave Blunt's On the Radar freestyle.
He needs to get on
that
his
clip.
Epic,
that
dude.
Clip
dude,
was awesome.
Yeah, he's gonna die in like 2 years.
He is going
years.
To die. I keep checking my phone, worried about Dave Blunt's dead at 24 or whatever.
Yeah, I saw a clip of him like performing at a show, which like he normally takes people's phones away and doesn't let people film
because
like,
he's that fat. Yeah,
I guess. But like he was sitting down the whole show, and he had like a I don't remember what he had in his hand, but he had like a drink in his hand, and he like apparently did not stand up for the entire show.
No, so. And he had to get like 4 security guards to help him up
yeah.
to walk away. Yeah,
he has got to get on Ozempic.
Yeah, he's yeah. You know, I have a funny Ozempic story.
okay,
I wasn't taking it, but me and my girlfriend were in the car the other day, and we were talking about Dave Blunt being on Ozempic. We were like, he has to, like, he's so talented, like.
Mm-hmm.
He's so funny. Like, he's SoundCloud Sun Kill Moon. It's amazing. I was like, it's incredible. And like, we were talking about it, and I was like, who were we talking about the other day? Like, which one of our friends is on Ozempic? Like, and it's like saving that friend's life.
Mm-hmm.
And Amber was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, we have a friend who's on Ozempic. Who you were saying that it's like thank God they're on Ozempic. Amber was like, what the hell are you, what? She's like, I'm racking my brain. Like, she's like, I know my memory's bad, but I'd remember something like that. And I was like, yeah, I would too. Like, this is a conversation we had.
Yeah.
4 hours or so go by.
4 hours?
Probably exactly 4 hours, yes. And I'm watching a clip of Stavros's podcast, a Stavi's World clip.
Okay.
And I realize this wasn't a conversation that Amber and I had. It was a conversation that I listened to on the Adam Friedland show. And I just perceived Nick
awesome.
Mullen talking to me about Stavros being on Ozempic.
So you thought Nick Mullen was your girlfriend?
I did the most parasocial thing possible.
That's so awesome.
Of my friend Nick Mullen was talking to me. Talking about our friend Stav on Ozempic. And I was like, oh my God. That is embarrassing. Anyway,
Stav,
that's
glad
awesome.
You're on Ozempic and it's
yeah,
saving your life.
Stav, if for some fucking reason you're listening to I'm, dude, this, you look great. Have you seen him?
No, I haven't.
He looks fantastic. He looks
I'm going to Google him.
Very,
right
very good.
I'm going to Google Stavros.
Anyway, where is your boy tonight? Slash.
Right here.
Great. Oh.
He's right there.
Right here.
He's right there. You're the
He's
boy.
He's right there.
Slash Grand Theft Autumn. Is
Grand
that
Grand Theft Autumn is first?
Oh, what? Why is it named that? Well, first of all,
I was gonna.
Here's a snippet of.
Where is your
and,
it's, and
over.
It's over.
So you stole my joke.
Oh, really?
Because I was gonna say, where does Grand Theft Autumn start, and where does
where
you,
is your
yeah,
where is your
where
boy
does where yeah where
begin.
Do they both start and begin?
Yeah. And I
because
mean, when you're
it's, there's no parentheses. It's not Grand Theft Autumn. Parentheses, where is your boy?
Maybe they
sure.
just couldn't pick a title.
What is that?
I
honestly think they couldn't pick a title.
You know, I don't hate that idea, but also, like, I love the idea of it being two different songs that they smashed together. They were like, fuck it.
I also,
damn, they
like,
sound
I love,
so similar.
I love the idea because the only way it makes sense is if because the intro is just vocals and then the guitar comes in and the full band comes in.
Yeah,
I love the idea of Grand Theft Autumn is the beginning before the full band comes in,
and
but the lyrics are still
where is your boy tonight. I like that. Yeah,
they're like that's a complete song right there. where do we put it?
Yeah, if only I knew where it could go. Yeah, it is very weird. Although I do like the idea of it just being like the classic Fall Out Boy style sense of humor of like they're doing a thing that like the Beatles, it would like, you know, put three songs in one on Sgt. Pepper's and it would be this/this/this, right?
Yeah.
A medley of sorts, if you will. And like, I like the idea of this just being like, yeah, it's a medley, but it's the same song.
Yeah.
Like,
like a big middle finger to the listener. They
and
thought
the
they
Beatles.
Were so punk rock.
Yeah. They yeah. hate the Beatles so much.
Why would they hate the Beatles? The Beatles are so good.
I don't know.
What's your Beatles opinion?
I love them.
I love the Beatles, too. What's your Beatles opinion?
Fine.
Fine?
Fine.
Okay.
I think as I'm getting older, I'm like, I get it. But like,
yeah.
Younger me was like, there's no D beats.
Like, sure, yeah, no breakdown. Yeah,
where are
no
the two-step parts?
Yeah.
Like, what are you whining about, dude? I took too much acid.
Ooh.
Okay.
Day Tripper kind of has a two-step part.
Yeah.
If you two-step really slowly.
Yeah.
I saw that on Twitter or something. It was like, who two is? It was that. It was a clip of the, it might have been that song. It was like, who was going to tell me that the Beatles had riffs? And it was like that two-step part or something.
Yeah, yeah, no, that. Yeah, Day Tripper's a sick riff.
I think if you're the kind of person that's like the Beatles are overrated or like they're not as good as everyone says they are, you gotta grow up.
You gotta take a step back.
You gotta take a step back and
into
fix
that
your heart.
Noose I just tied.
That's so true. So you're hanging yourself backwards.
Yeah, it's a radical new way of killing yourself.
But like, I think there are a few bands like that, like the Beatles, Beach Boys.
Beach Boys rock.
Undeniable.
Beach Boys is definitely
and
one
the
of
more
them.
You dive into the Beach Boys, the better it gets.
Yeah.
Like, especially
all of the lore like, is awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I think
I hate Mike Love.
Oh yeah.
We
yeah.
should all kill that guy. Yeah. The three of us together.
We gotta kill Mike Love.
Mike Love, official enemy of the pod.
But I think as a whole, like discography, Beatles have Beach Boys beat. But I think also Pet Sounds is like an unbeatable album.
Mm-hmm.
So really, I agree
it,
with
an
that.
An unstoppable
yeah.
force versus yeah. an immovable object.
Yeah.
But like, I meet so many people who are around my age or younger who are like, the Beatles are lame and gay. And it's like, buddy,
yeah.
you're going to look back on yourself in like 5 years and be like, wow, I was lame and gay.
Yeah, someone's going to.
They're like, the Beatles are the worst band ever. Meanwhile, my favorite band is Wallows. Like, are you even are you listening to the songs?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Should we talk about the My Chem tour announcement?
That was hilarious.
That,
the
yeah.
funniest support ever.
The Dude. Craziest support.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
every date.
Yeah.
Was like,
every date is
who?
Different and like it's
what?
Like a what the hell.
Well, and also every date is like there's like 7 days in between every show.
Yeah.
Like
they're just playing
it's like
weekends.
A full week. Yeah.
Like, it's awesome.
I feel like
good
the,
for them. Yeah.
Yeah, honestly.
They can do whatever they want.
They really can. I'm happy for Wallows. I hope this like inspires them to write like adventurous music again.
Isn't the other support on that isn't it like Wallows and Water Parks or something like that? Or is
Water
it
Park?
Just,
no.
I think it's just Wallows one day.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think it's just Wallows. The only yeah. the
each
only,
one has one band.
I think the only date that has two is it's Thursday and Death Cab for Cutie.
That's
oh.
cool.
In New Jersey.
That's cool.
So they're playing MetLife Stadium, so it's Death Cab and Thursday. I'm like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so cool for Thursday to be like, we're the only band that gets to be one of three.
Yeah.
That is cool.
And I think
yeah.
I think it's really cool that Gex are on one of the dates again.
Gex is on the San Francisco date. Yeah, that's cool.
Devo is opening a date.
That's like, awesome.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
Devo's
that.
Devo's opening a date, and then Alice Cooper is opening a date. Like, that is so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know. There's something to be said about a band that, to us, I mean, they're, like, GOAT status. Right?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
But still, like, still relatively, like, modern, and then to headline, you know, like, a big stadium and then have probably one of your influences open the show.
Pretty
who
crazy.
Are,
yeah.
Who are significantly older. Mm-hmm. Like Devo opening your
Devo
show
is crazy.
Insane.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
That was the one where I was kind of like, maybe I look into tickets.
Yeah.
For this
yeah.
One,
right.
Because that's going to be insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leah, Shay, can you get us.
Shay,
get
would
us
you
three
mind
tickets?
Getting us
Shay,
three tickets?
Shay,
too?
Could you do that?
But yeah, that's gonna be sick. I saw a tweet that was like, Walla's opening for MyChem, and it was like Taylor Swift opening for Metallica, or something.
Yeah.
Like something along the lines of that. And I was like, yeah, this doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
but someone in the MyChem camp likes
Mikey.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be Mikey.
And I was like, I think that's cool.
Yeah,
they're a great band.
Mm-hmm. Mikey played in water parks for a little bit.
Did he really?
So of course he's got some gay ass taste.
Okay, well. You know,
listen, I think I was a little worried about Model for a second. I thought it was maybe going to be ass. And then when the album came out, I was like, oh, it's good.
Okay, it is good. Fine. It's not it. Nothing will ever touch the first one.
No, it's looking like that at this point. I'm glad they like stopped sucking ass.
Yeah, they had to get the John Congleton flair back. But I mean, like. I think the singles on that record are really good. I don't think the deep cuts hold up as much as like the deep cuts on Nothing Happens,
mm-hmm.
but it is a good album. And the songs go over well, really, really well live.
I think it would be cool if they went back to like post-punk revival like they did on like Pleaser and Suntan and stuff like that. Because like they never made a whole album like that. They just switched to indie rock after those like two songs.
Yeah, they're doing like some Strokesies kind of stuff, you know.
Oh!
Why did you do that? She's sorry.
For our audio listeners, Josie just fucking punched Carson in the balls.
For no reason.
For genuinely
for no reason.
Now she's acting all sweet again.
She was sleeping
oh
and then she spazzed
my.
And then she had to
God.
Have wanted to do that.
Like, that hurt so bad.
No, she couldn't do that. Look at her. She's so sweet.
She's just so sweet.
Oh my God. That
I
was
can't wait to watch
that,
the replay of
awful.
That.
Are we even certain that she really did that? Look how
no,
sweet
I,
she's being.
She couldn't possibly be capable of something like that.
Oh my God, that hurt so bad.
You're turning red.
Oh, good. Good.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
I'm so sorry.
Oh man, yeah, the stomach pain is like settling in the after ball shot stomach pain.
You get hit in the ball so hard your stomach starts hurting.
Dude, yeah, have you never had that happen?
Yeah, I have. It
yeah,
sucks
the
ass.
Worst. Yeah.
The women
yeah.
mind, the woman mind cannot comprehend.
Yeah.
The female line cannot comprehend the ball tap stomach pain.
They don't have an equal or surpassing pain.
Have you ever ball tapped on stage?
No.
I was trying to hop over a railing on the Tesseract tour. Not a railing. I was trying to hop over the barricade on the Tesseract tour and just slammed my fucking balls on the barricade. For the rest of the show, I was like...
Did your vocals take a hit at all?
I don't think so, no.
That's powerful right there.
I don't know.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
Saying a key higher, but...
Yeah, yeah. I was hitting castrati notes for sure.
Anthony Green up in
Oh yeah, we've never asked him if he severed his balls.
We should ask him.
Yeah. Anthony, did you sever your balls?
Hey, are your balls there? Do you have them?
Anthony Green, are
all right,
your
let's
balls
see
them. Show me.
Let's see them.
Show
me your balls.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, keep touching your balls on me.
I'm just
making sure that the they're still in the bag and zipped up, all right?
They never.
No!
They never say Grand Theft Auto in the song.
They never. No.
They
no,
do
they
say,
don't.
"Where is your boy tonight?" Though
they do say that.
So,
well, let's.
There's a lot to say.
There's a lot to say. Mm-hmm. I love this song.
This
I
is a
too.
Great song. This is an anthem. I love. I don't know if they still do this. Terror, PTSD. One of my favorite moments of this song was on the Live in Phoenix DVD,
mm-hmm.
where Pete's like, "Everyone stand for your national anthem," and it's this song.
That's
yeah,
good.
I rock with that.
I fuck with that.
That is sick.
That is sick. Something funny. The music video is creepy.
I haven't seen the music video.
You've never seen it?
No.
Oh, we're gonna have to watch it. The music video is really funny. Just like a peeping Tom, essentially.
Yeah, basically.
And then like the band is like just around, but like the guy is like, there's the guy that's like trying to like see what's good, mm-hmm. you know, with some girl.
He's asking, "Where is your boy tonight?"
Yeah, where
and
is your
boy
tonight?
Being
because
her
I'm in
penis.
The I'm in the bushes, and I'm stalking you.
Come on, man.
So,
come
yeah,
on.
That's pretty cool
come on,
stuff.
Son. Come on, man. Come on, son.
My penis is damaged. sorry, it is like hard to focus on anything other than just being in pain right now. It's wearing off though.
That's good. Imagine you felt that the entire rest of this hour.
I can't believe you've never seen the video. I can't wait to show it to you.
I just
show
like,
you how ridiculous it is.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
it like
they were on some shit with their videos back then.
But that it wasn't like fun. It wasn't like they weren't. I don't think they were trying to be funny. I think it was like
no. I think they were trying to be artsy, which is
yeah,
worse.
Which is even
yeah.
funnier.
Yeah, which is even more hilarious.
It
yeah.
wasn't like the sugar. It like I feel like the sugar were going down video and the dance like. Cork Tree is when they started being like, all right, let's make our videos funny. But
yeah.
like this record, there's only a couple videos with this record. I think it's just this and maybe Saturday.
I think it's this and Saturday. I don't Dead on Arrival.
There was
maybe?
A yeah, Dead on
like
Arrival.
A live, but that
Dead
was
on
like a
Arrival
tour.
Is like all live footage though
yeah,
of
like
them playing in like the DIY spots and shit.
Yeah, playing.
It's actually kind of sick to see like a band that would eventually go on to sell out like arenas.
Yeah.
Baseball stadiums and
but
shit.
This video is like we have a concept. This guy likes this girl. This girl is in her room taking off her clothes and this guy loves that.
He's a
and
big
he's
fan.
Watching.
Big fan.
He's looking.
Loves to watch.
And this guy's looking.
This guy's looking so hard right now.
Awesome. Great news.
Great news. This guy looking.
He's looking.
And
he's looking.
Probably hard.
Should we go through some lyrics, Dawson?
No.
Oh, all right.
Bye, everyone. Oh, by the way, welcome back to This Ain't a Scene, It's a Podcast.
Wow, I yeah. forgot to do that.
We forgot to do that. We're the he, him triplets
in.
Today.
The he, him triplets, yes.
Yeah, you'll notice we didn't upload last week, and that was because we were depressed, so because of an obvious political happening.
I was celebrating. I mean,
Yeah, but we're back.
Yeah.
We're talking about Fall Out Boy. Yeah, we can get into some lyrics. I think this song is written exceptionally well.
I think this is like for early on, like it does give a little window into like this is definitely still a pop punk song.
Yeah.
But also, I think this is an early window into how weird this band can be.
Mm-hmm.
And like how pop sensible they can be as well.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I'll be real. I think this is a better single than Dead on Arrival or Saturday.
This is probably my favorite song
personally.
On this record.
I think it's mine too. Like yeah. us just listening to it right here. I was like, I could never ever hate or skip this song.
Mm-hmm.
Like this song is too fucking good.
I would appreciate it if they played, if we went back in time and they were like, all right, we're going to play our old song last forever.
Sure.
If it was this one.
I would rather it be this one than
Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah. Cause whenever they play it, I'm like, it's cool to hear Saturday. They sound good. And it's,
I'll be honest. I start going to the bathroom early when they play Saturday because
like,
I've seen them do it
some,
so many goddamn
good,
times.
Head, like you start being a dad, like we could get head start on parking.
We could,
like,
we could go. We could dip.
We could skip the traffic.
It's gonna be crazy out of here.
Yeah.
I've heard it. So
yeah, you ready to dip?
I've already
you guys
started
good?
The car.
You guys good? It's Centuries and it's Saturday, and I don't want to hear either of them. So, dip. Yeah, the last time I saw them, they did not play this, and it's I think
that's
to this
that
day
is tragic.
I think it is to this day the only show where I haven't seen them play this song.
Damn.
I feel like you have to play this song.
Yeah.
It's such a staple.
They didn't though.
What were they thinking?
All right, turn it off.
Turn the cameras off.
Turn the cameras off.
We gotta get out of here.
We gotta mourn. Yeah, let's get into some lyrics. I'm gonna grab my phone and maybe see if my balls are still there.
In terms of like, I don't know, we got off the, like, last time we were talking about Tiffany Blues, and, like, there's, like, not so many, there's, like, more, like, metaphorical, or, like, there's not so many straightforward lyrics. This is, like, pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, how Pete is feeling.
Yeah.
And, like, you know.
And I think it works.
Themes. It definitely works. It's cool to see, like, that they can do that as well. Like, it's not just, like, one thing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Especially because it's an older song, too.
Yeah, there
makes sense
for it being an older song. There's definitely a lot of room for it to like not be as lyrically compelling. Because I think with this record, they were still kind of in the like they hadn't really started getting more esoteric with it, I guess.
Yeah,
like Corktree is when that really starts.
It could be this band. This could be bigger than like you know like the scene.
Yeah, it's but even with that, I think it works. You Were the Last Good Thing About This Part of Town is like, you know, pretty classic
pop punk shit.
Thing.
Yeah.
But like,
you got a smile there. That can light this town.
Oh,
different band, but same themes.
Yeah,
what band is that again?
Modern Baseball.
Modern
Baseball.
My bad.
I think it's really funny that basically every month people are like, Modern Baseball is coming back.
They're not coming back.
They'll come back.
No, they won't.
It'll be...
Them and Title Fight are never coming back.
I have some news on the latter.
Nope.
It's not them coming back, but it is funny.
Oh, I have...
I just can't say it on mic.
I thought I told you this. We'll talk about it later. I feel like I told you something once about that. And
I feel like I told you something.
Edit point here.
Okay. And scene.
Yeah.
That is really funny, though.
Yeah, it is very funny.
Sorry. Yeah.
What the fuck were we talking about?
I started singing Modern Baseball because the line sounds like a line from this song and derailed us.
I'm gonna be real with you. I don't think I've ever looked at the lyrics to this song because I just have them internalized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's nothing to like. What does he mean by this?
What was
yeah,
he
there's nothing
about?
Like. What the fuck? Hang on. Oh, that's funny that someone has put the drunk history of Fall Out Boy onto Genius.
Oh, that
like
awesome.
the entire
a good video.
It's a very good.
I love
it's the
that
last
video.
Good thing that Brendan Urie did as a person.
Yeah.
Before he was annoying on Vine.
But hey, fever can't sweat out.
I forgot that the pool. First part of this song title was Grand Theft Autumn, so I looked up Where Is Your Boy Tonight, and the only song that showed up was the Drive Like I Do cover. Which, if you don't know, Drive Like I Do is the band that the 1975 was before they were the 1975.
Oh, yeah, that's
Wait,
right.
They covered this?
Yeah.
I never heard that.
Yeah, not like when they were the 1975, but they're basically...
Is it cool?
I haven't listened.
We're going to watch the music video and listen to that song in about 30 minutes.
Awesome.
I also love that the verses are so short.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to take my chances on the hope I'd forget that you hate him more than you notice. I wrote this for you. Like,
I wrote this
for
it.
You. I wrote this for you.
It's how you sing. Man, it's how you sing it, man.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah.
I wrote this for you.
I wrote this for you. Yeah.
For you.
The Rizzler?
Yeah, the Rizzler is in a toxic relationship with her boyfriend, but she doesn't realize it. Looking from an outsider perspective, Pete can tell that somewhere in her subconscious she knows her boyfriend is toxic. He wishes he didn't know she's unhappy in her relationship. It causes him pain to see her oblivious to her own mistreatment. And then someone commented below it and said, Patrick wrote this song.
Did he?
This
This could be
simple enough, not to call Patrick a simple songwriter, but
the songs that he has written are simpler.
Yeah.
Simpler lyrically, of course. Yes, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
He's writing all the music and he's a genius.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Crazy ass white boy.
Yeah.
You
gotta put him on the White Boy Hall of Fame. You gotta put him on the Mount Rushmore.
Well, let's put together greatest white men of all time on Mount Rushmore. Patrick Stump.
Larry Bird.
Larry Bird, for sure. Larry David.
Separate Mount Rushmore Larrys.
Yeah. Ooh, Elvis. He's white.
He's white.
No, Tom Hanks doing the
He's
Tom
white.
Hanks in that movie
He's
doing
white.
That.
Doja Cat.
Tom Cruise.
She's showing feet in racial chat room.
She in racial chat room showing Pete. I saw a tweet that was like whenever
Halsey. Sorry.
So true. I saw a tweet that said whenever Doja Cat does something controversial, she puts on a wig and everyone forgets about it. And it's true. Because every time she does, damn.
She changes changes something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
That's a woman right there.
That is a woman right there.
Never forget where you were. COVID. Say so drops.
I remember when Moo dropped and I was like,
hello?
Hello, ma'am? And she loves goofy white boys that look exactly like me. So thought I had a
she
chance,
dated,
you know?
She dated like the ugliest dude of all time. All
right. Okay. Hang on. That dude was ugly, yeah. That
guy was ugly. I'm not saying you're ugly.
But she's had lots of other boyfriends that that resemble me. So
that dude.
She's had a lot of boyfriends that were also the ugliest guy.
Anyway. Verse 2. Someday I'll
Anyway, verse where was I?
I just love the second verse of someday I'll appreciate and value, get off my ass and call you. The meantime, I'll sport my brand new fashion of waking up with pants on at 4 in the afternoon.
Facts.
I've done that so many
times.
That's
awesome.
Yeah.
That's dude shit right there.
Yeah. I want to hear Dave Blunt sing that.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
Wow.
I like.
Got a white bitch, she a wrist slitter.
I heard your boy was a kid diddler. Yeah, I heard that guy was a pedophile.
So y'all have known of him before that?
Sal from Koyo introduced me to him.
Okay.
There was this one I saw like a fucking while ago, and I didn't like. So when I like I saw him again recently, I was like, oh, it's that guy. But it was like this this TikTok or something of him singing. I must have seen it like a year ago or something. Maybe not. But
I watched that clip like 5 times in a row today. I was like, this is awesome. And like it's clearly like he's just the video that I saw, it's very clearly he shot like a bunch of different angles.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like lip syncing. And I thought it was funny because like one clip he's like doing this and then it cuts and he's like doing something completely different. Yeah. I was like,
well,
awesome.
It's a bunch of punch-ins.
Right.
Yeah.
He did.
But from different takes.
From different takes, yeah.
But like this clip I saw, like it made the round.
All right.
So true. But this clip I saw was notable because like it made the rounds because like the lyrics themselves were so out of pocket. Like he just drops the N-word with the hard R.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
you can do that, but whoa.
It's so crazy.
And he like,
and he
loves
it
doing
with
that.
Bitch getter.
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa, goddamn.
He does that in the On the Radar thing too.
Yeah. His lyrics are so out of pocket.
Oh yeah. They're fucking insane.
That's why I said it reminds me of Sun Kill Moon. Yeah. Like it's like so I'm expecting him to mention Domino's Pizza.
Yeah.
Have I told you about Sun Kill Food? I want to make a compilation of every time Mark Kozelek mentions a fast food chain. I assume it'll be an hour long because he can never shut up about Panera Bread.
God, I need that guy
awesome.
Yeah.
I need that guy to die in a fire.
Yeah, same. It's a shame he. It's a shame he died in that horrible gay sex accident the day after Benji came out.
It really is unfortunate that that happened.
That's such a good album, though.
I haven't listened.
You've listened to Benji?
Mm-mm.
With context now, I think you'd hate it.
Probably.
At the time, I thought it was really amazing.
Yeah.
I re-listened to it kind of recently, too, and I was like, oh, man, this is really good.
Yeah.
But
it'd be like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like when you're coming to something post-cancellation and also, like, you know how annoying this motherfucker can be outside of being canceled.
You
it's
have,
like
you have the context of all of that into this one thing. It's like, I can't take my glasses off for this.
Yeah, no, like, it. But listen, in 2014, it was so cool.
Oh, yeah. I remember people raving about Sun
Dude, Killmoon. People could not stop sucking that album's dick. Mm-hmm. I saw him at Variety, too, and it was, like, insanely sold out.
Mm.
Like, it was, like, that's the most full I've ever seen Variety Playhouse.
Speaking of sold out shows.
Oh, yeah.
We have a sold out show.
Fuck you, so, bitch.
You didn't get tickets. Sorry, pal. We did tell you about
Die
it.
By fire, die by fire. Die by fire. Die by fire. Die by fire.
So true, but yeah, it is really like I know I texted you this, but like it is really funny how whenever a show sells out, like immediately five
all
people
the,
text
the,
you.
All the texts. Yeah. Hey, so what's the list looking like?
It's like I don't know, man.
I don't know. That's crazy. You should have got a ticket. Person I haven't talked to in 7 months.
A named person who is playing the show texted me and was like, so, how many list spots do we get? And I was like, how many texts have you got? It was Jack Morris. Jack Morris was
I
like,
think I told Jack how many we got.
I think everybody gets 5.
You said 10.
Maybe everybody gets 10.
To a person?
I'm acting on 10 because that's what you told me. And then
okay.
I verified that as well.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, cool. I verified that with you. Like, I asked you multiple times.
Oh, well,
and the answer didn't change.
Y'all are direct supporters, so you guys
that's true.
That. I don't know how many hospitality gets. Okay. Band Called Love gets 1.
Damn.
It's for the members in the band.
It's for CJ. It's for
CJ.
Ian's infant daughter.
CJ can get him free.
Yeah. Sold out. It feels good.
Yeah.
It feels real good.
It's awesome. I found out because Rui texted the group chat. It's like, it's sold out. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, it was sitting at like 96% sold, which was driving me insane because I was like, just fucking
come on,
you know. So there were 96% sold. So there were 11 tickets left,
mm-hmm.
And I was like, still a pretty good achievement if there's like only 11 tickets left and we don't sell these, and then like within the hour all 11 were gone, and I was like, awesome. That's great news. So
yeah.
It is funny how like you were around for like the Facebook era of promoting shows, right?
Oh, heavily.
Okay. Remember how you could have like going and interested?
Yeah.
On the Facebook page for our sold out show. It's 12 going, 12 interested.
That's awesome.
That would make me so depressed back in the day. Like, if there was only 12 going, 12 interested.
I mean, back then, it was like, that was
that
how...
That meant something,
that
yeah.
was how you were promoting shows, especially local shows. It's like,
yeah.
you're hitting your entire Facebook friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like, those going, like, you're counting on that. You can show that to the venue and be like, hey, like, this is, like, I know, like,
yeah.
maybe people haven't bought yet, but, like, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
That was a big deal.
On the My Dixie Wrecked release show, there were like 300 going, I remember. And I was like, I showed it to Under the Couch, like, look how many people are coming tonight. In reality, I think it was
how many
like,
people came?
Probably around that. It was really packed. Like, that was a really good show. It was really awesome. But like, that was also because we were riding off of like Pinkist being on the show and Pellies and.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, we had, like, we were playing with all of those bands back then, and we were using their fan base.
Those are all, like, tech bands, too, right?
Not yet. They were all still in high school.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
Pinkus was still in high school, but also, we were only 2 years out from graduating high school.
Mm.
Like, because I graduated in 2015.
Mm.
So, the Pinkus guys were only 2 years younger than me.
Okay. That's funny in hindsight.
Athens band.
I know.
Right?
No, hindsight didn't play that show. I don't like that. I do.
What the hell?
I do like that.
I can never trust you again.
Whoa! Oh, yeah.
For audio listeners, he just grabbed my cock and ripped it off.
Yeah, he did. I saw it.
And now, delicious.
Yummy.
Why are you saying yummy?
I don't know. It probably is.
Maybe Grand Theft Auto is the bridge.
What?
Won't find out. Maybe that's Grand Theft Auto. Mm.
Where do you get that that impression?
Purely, I guess.
Okay. I will say,
is there no annotation for the name?
No,
not for the name.
I don't think so.
It just says how the song starts.
You should be able to annotate everything on Genius, though. Like,
that's
who produced
saying,
it.
Dude.
Like, it's like Ryan, and then the name is just like
loser.
A bitch.
Yeah. This guy owes me $200.
This guy owes me fucking $600. I like
Ryan,
the annotation on one,
bitch ass motherfucker who I hate so much.
And like 6 likes.
Oh, man. It says there's an annotation on 1, 2, 3, 4, but it's not there.
Oh,
what
fuck.
The hell?
Wait. Is it just not there for you?
Well, it's an annotation on the entire second verse, or on the entire second pre-chorus. But I'll read the annotation on "You need him, I could be him, I could be an accident, but I'm still trying." Hoping all of this so that the more she loves him, the more she will need him in her life. He wants to be the one that she needs, not her boyfriend. He's also saying that she could, at some point, make a mistake and cheat on her boyfriend with him. A happy accident on his part and what he hopes for. On the other hand, it could also be more of him trying to convince her to leave for him. Even though their possible relationship may end up in accident and they break up, at least he's trying to win her over and be with her. Unlike her current boyfriend, who he believes doesn't treat her right or loves her as much as he does.
This annotation is a lesson in...
it's like the Shawn Mendes song.
Sure.
Better than pecans.
Okay. I think this annotation is a valuable lesson in making sure that the pronouns you're using are clearly assigned to the subject that you're talking about.
Sure.
Because
this
reads a little confusingly.
Yeah, I couldn't make head nor tail of it. No.
Yeah.
It was like reading an L. Ron Hubbard novel.
Yeah.
Let me read it again, though.
Think
hang on, let
me you're going to read the whole thing again?
Yeah.
Okay,
hang on.
Maybe we can.
You
make
can
sense
come
of it.
More than any man. Oh, this is interesting.
You have a okay. Wait, keep going. You have a bigger dick than any man who's ever lived, and you can come more than 100 stallions.
Yeah. Whoa. Well, no,
I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm not seeing that.
If you're gay, you will never reach full body Thetan.
I'm not seeing.
Whoa. What about this part?
Linkin Park.
How about
singer,
we take this further? I'll meet you in the bathroom.
Wait, can you send me your link?
Is holy too. Can you believe that they say that?
Just send it to
you're
me.
You're doing Jordy Greep.
I'm
doing L. Ron Hubbard.
Yeah. You also did Jordy Greep.
What?
I wanted to keep going, but that was just insane.
I don't know
that
if that picked up,
insane.
But Carson fucking farted. So.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
Sorry. There's a comment under this that says, I believe the intent is to make her miss her boyfriend to where he plays that role as the boyfriend didn't show up.
Show up for what?
Show up for what?
True. Probably the music video.
He didn't show up to Olive Garden.
Show up to the music video.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to undress. You want to come over?
I love.
We're not
going to
have sex. You're just going to watch me take my clothes off and then leave.
That comment was made a year ago, and I just love that. You know,
people are still thinking about this.
People are doing it. You know,
keep it up. I think it's awesome that this.
Let's see what else Reese Calvin
too
has done.
Mm-hmm.
Three contributors.
Oh, he's got an Israeli flag in his bio.
Uh-oh.
Who knows what that could mean?
What does it mean?
Is that the Israeli? That is the Israeli flag.
The guy that doesn't. What?
What? Is something going on there?
What is so? What I don't understand.
I hope he is a gentleman has the annotation. Being a gentleman tends to carry a connotation of chivalry, of refraining from acting promiscuously. This line seems to imply that the writer is suspicious that the inattentive boyfriend may be cheating. I'm not getting that from that line at all.
The Israeli guy wrote that?
No, this is a different guy.
This is a different guy.
The Israeli baseball fan did not write this.
Oh, okay. Got it.
But when looking at the song in context, this line takes on an element of sarcasm. Instead, it may be the girlfriend who is really the cheater.
Whoa. That we need to take a step back
and ask ourselves
and really evaluate who is
this girl?
Who is the boy?
Mm.
You know what I mean?
And where is he?
Gabe Saporta.
It's a gay song about
Gabe
Saporta.
That'd be awesome. I would love that.
Oh, that'd be sick.
They call me a gay Saporta.
Boom.
Yeah. Come on.
Let's go. Isn't
Midtown opening one of the YCAB shows?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Awesome.
I don't think so.
I think that's stupid.
That's not what I meant by that.
No, Dom meant that.
Midtown? You think Midtown's stupid?
No, I don't think Midtown's stupid.
I think
you would
think
like
Midtown's
to work
stupid.
With Midtown?
You would like
I
to
would
Midtown,
like,
but you think
I would never
stupid?
Talk bad about any band ever.
This is a new fun gun you can hold to your head. I really like this.
Every band is good, and I will do it.
Wallows especially.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
Wasn't there one Wallows record where like every song was bad except the closing track?
Are you talking about Tell Me That It's Over?
Maybe. I don't listen.
The second album is not as good, but there is like... To answer your question, the album is bad because most of the songs are bad.
That is true.
But that is true.
Over half of the songs are
over
bad.
Over half of
the album
songs
is bad.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I heard that from somebody.
Yeah. Right.
I think it was Nick Mullen.
Nick Mullen when talking about your girlfriend Stavros.
Right? Yeah.
And how Ozempic is fixing her life.
This is going crazy.
Yeah, this is insane.
But yeah,
I'm talking about Stavros.
That second album, not
be
great.
Careful, man. You
I know.
Gotta be careful.
I'm
about
stopping
our
his
girlfriend's
bit right now.
Being on.
I was talking about Stavros,
right,
not your real one.
What Stavi goes in? Like what? What happens with Stavi?
He's on Ozempic.
Okay.
And
is that going to help him be funny?
I put it in his butt.
Like, I don't understand. He's got that one clip where he's like. Now there's something about Flacco that, and then everything else. Like, oh, he had sex with that girl from Bodies. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Awesome, dude.
They were
gonna
dating.
Ride that forever. She's not riding you no more.
I heard that he wants to do an indie rock project.
I think he's awesome. you know, do it like my Spotify.
Really funny.
Yeah, you know, I cut that. no, not a big fan of his.
I think he's funny.
Oh.
I don't think he's funny at all. You think he's funny?
I said I think he's fine.
Oh.
I don't
think he's funny?
I don't really keep track of him like that. I know he was on The Yard, which
I think he's mildly interesting.
He's interesting.
Wait, who are we talking about?
Stavi.
I think I think he's pretty funny, but I mostly think he's funny because I've been listening to Cumtown since like 2014.
There you go.
I think it's really. I think the funniest thing he ever did was fumble Rachel Sennett because he wanted to open the relationship.
That is hilarious.
That is insane.
Yeah. I can't imagine
Rachel Sennett. I'd never.
Me neither.
I mean, if
like that.
I
didn't like it.
I mean, if we're all getting some, yeah, same.
How about you're in an open relationship with just this podcast?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
All three of us, and we're not dating each other.
The song "Grand Theft Autumn / Where's Your Boy" by Fall Out Boy is about unrequited love and jealousy. The song's title was taken without permission from a Braid song, and the name of the record label started by Braid members was also named Grand Theft Autumn. So they're doing a grand theft of a title.
Interesting. Wait, read that again to me.
The song's title was taken without permission from a Braid song, and the name of the record label started by Braid members was also named Grand Theft Autumn.
Read that again.
Why would they do that?
Please don't make me do that.
So it was like, is this a joke?
The joke is that they Grand Thefted the title Grand Theft Autumn.
Are they friends with Braid?
I think they were at the time. Yeah, they had to have been.
Where's
they're both
Braid?
Chicago bands.
Oh, they're from Chicago. Yeah. That's awesome. This is the best band. They're the best band ever. This is so sick. We should like start a podcast.
Don can just be third mic whenever, I think.
I honestly,
that is
awesome.
That is so sick. You learn something new every day, dude. Isn't that awesome? I know it. You're awake now.
Hi, Josie.
Hi, Josie, baby.
Good morning.
Here's some other facts about the song. The song's a cappella opening was producer Sean O'Keefe's idea, and both Patrick Stump and Pete Wentz disliked it.
Say that again. I was looking at Josie.
No, yeah, I know. The song's a cappella opening was producer Sean O'Keefe's idea, and both Patrick Stump and Pete Wentz disliked it.
Mm.
Yeah, he's like, all right, so I got this idea. It's just you and no reverb for like 20 seconds. Cool?
No. Yeah. Not cool.
We're going to do it.
Okay.
Because it's 2003 and what I say goes.
You can't tell me to not do anything.
I'm Sean O'Keefe. Don't you know me?
My last name is O'Keefe.
You know Georgia? I'm kind of related to her.
You know my first name is Sean?
You know my first name is Sean? Other Seans that you trust. Sean Penn. Sean Paper.
Sean Mendez.
Sean Astin. Sean Notebook.
Sean from Heavy Rain.
Oh, I do trust him, actually. Dude, we should play Heavy Rain.
Oh, it's so
funny.
You
know, I watched Prisoners for the first time.
Oh, great movie.
And the entire time, all I could think was Heavy Rain, the movie. Kind of.
Yeah.
It's way better than Heavy Rain.
Yeah.
Like, conceptually.
Jason!
Jason!
So they're going to do this for another 10 minutes
Jason.
Or so.
I'm pressing X to Jason.
Sean! Sean!
Maybe if he screamed louder, he would have found his kid. You know?
What a fucking asshole.
I know. The game
didn't
is
scream
like,
loud
the game
enough.
Is like, find my son who's abducted. Okay, I'm trying.
I'm yelling as loud as I fucking can.
Like, you're not making this any easier for me.
This fucking dickhead won't yell any louder.
You know what's funny? I actually never played the game. I just watched PewDiePie play.
I did as well, and then I played it
I watched
years
the best
later.
Friends play it.
Oh, yeah. You're one of those. I was, yeah.
For some reason, my parents, like, took a hard stance on PewDiePie.
Oh, they were progressive.
They were ahead of the curve.
Yeah, my parents were really ahead of the curve.
Yeah, they were really ahead of the curve.
No, I think a neighbor of ours was, like, their son was really into it. And they were like, yeah, he's this Swedish guy, and he's just awful. We hate him. And
he just hated him because he was Swedish no other reason.
My mom heard, like, oh, it's annoying and loud and obnoxious, and she was like, absolutely not.
That's awesome.
My parents were so, so strict on, like, loud and obnoxious things. I think that's half the reason I wasn't allowed to watch SpongeBob, is because they were like,
my parents
it's loud
hated
and
Ed and Eddie for that reason.
Mm.
They're yeah.
Like, you're like, you can't. They're basically cursing in the show, and they're saying, like, shut up. And I was like, Mom, I curse anyway. So, joke's on you.
Mom.
Holy crap.
I say
it when you're not around.
Cunt.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. All right, that's enough of that. Turn it off.
All right, well, I think we dove in deep to this song.
Yeah, I think it's really remarkable, like, I know we say it like every time we talk about a song from this album, but like it's especially true with this song, just like how inventive they are the whole time with the song itself. Like they're never sitting in one place for too long, but it doesn't feel like schizophrenic. Like it all feels very natural.
Yeah.
Whenever they move into a new section, it's like, oh, this is the only way that this song could have progressed. Like, it just feels ordained by God.
Yeah, nothing, like, most of the songs on this record, if I mean, I don't even know why I said most. To me, like, going off of that point, like, there's never a moment on the record, and especially this song, where I'm like, that doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
Everything feels right.
Yeah. I think where my issues with this record come in is just, like, all of the songs are like this, but some of them are still better.
Right.
Like, this one is the best one.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of those other ones are not as good. And it's like, I could just listen to Grand Theft Auto / Where Is Your Boy Tonight.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You asshole.
Do you care about this Nickelback tour?
Huh? What about it?
I just Nickelback and Kid Rock are going on tour together.
Why?
Awesome.
Aaron Lewis from Stained is opening.
Oh. Isn't that the guy that wrote that Am I the Only One song? Or,
yeah.
And covered Puddle of Mud, or are those two different guys?
He wrote Am I the Only One.
Okay.
Am I the only one willing to come?
Isn't he Canadian? Like,
yeah.
He's not even American.
He's not even American.
Do Canadians not
come?
Yeah.
They try not to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. They get to the point of it and they go, oh, no.
No.
Oh, no, sorry.
Oh, no, sorry.
Oh,
no,
sorry.
Ooh, no.
Oh,
my pecker's going back in my pants. Sorry. Sorry.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to edge you there.
Should we call the first Canadian in my phone and see if they come?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Who's the first Canadian in your phone?
I guess alphabetically, maybe.
Yeah, how many Canadians do you have in there?
I think the only Canadian I have in my phone, I shouldn't call her and ask for that.
Okay.
Whitney Jordan?
Yeah. Probably shouldn't do that.
She's not even Canadian. She was just there for a minute.
That's even more stupid.
Yeah. Why would you go there?
God. Fucking.
Yeah, why would you go to Canada?
Yeah.
With their free healthcare and, like, their cool mountains and, like, I don't know.
Don't think about the fact that my album cover was taken in Canada.
Yeah, it's, like, stupid. Like, I don't know. Mm.
My
with all its like
the
cool
first
stuff
the first on. Canadian in my phone is Tim McMillar from Protest the Hero.
Do you want to call him and see if he's gonna come?
No, because he's probably playing Taylor Swift songs with his daughters.
Mm.
I don't want to be like, hey man, take time out of your day.
Hey man,
so
do you want to
ask,
come?
Hey, do you want to come?
Can you come right?
Can you
now?
Come right now, man?
Can you come on the phone?
Sorry to bother
right
you,
now?
Man. Can you come?
Hey man, I know that you're probably like. With your family and everything, but can you come?
Would you mind coming
right now?
Come. What are we doing?
I don't know.
Oh.
Coming.
Nickelback, Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Lewis, Canadian.
True.
Kid Rock,
not Canadian.
American. But
Detroit till I die, motherfucker.
That would be awesome if Kid Rock was not American.
That would be.
That would
really
be sick. And he has an album called American Badass, Canadian Badass.
Kid Rock is just like the Elon Musk of bad music. Coming to this country, make bad music. All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Canadian Kid Rock would be like, my name is whatever you'd like it to be.
My favorite Kid Rock thing is in the first episode of Silicon Valley.
Oh, yeah.
They have, like, they're at this party and Kid Rock is performing and, like, no one
No one
there.
Fucking gives a
it's
shit.
It's awesome.
I do think he kind of rocks for agreeing to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, you're going to pay him, like, you know, and I'm, like, probably, like, a lot of money just to play this, like, private party for a bunch of, like, Silicon Valley guys.
What's the line where TJ Miller's like, Kid Rock is the poorest person here.
Have you seen that show?
Which one?
Silicon Valley.
No.
It's awesome. You got to check it.
I think I'm going to run the rewatch.
Yeah, it's good.
I know it's good.
It's good. I eat the fish.
I eat the fish.
Me and I
Which is for burning?
Which trash can? No, we don't burn garbage.
Okay. But which is for burning?
Which is for burning?
All right, chat. Let's rate this song and get out of here.
Let's do what? Rate the song.
Yeah, we'll rate
the song. I'll rate the song.
Yeah. I'm feeling a 9.
8.
9 for me as well.
Mm.
Your opinion differs from ours.
It is.
We will kill you.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Wait. I want to. 9.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, it's still an 8, actually.
Oh.
So I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, let's see what happens in Double Jeopardy.
Okay.
Exactly. Anyway, thank you so much for listening.
I'll take picture puzzles for 400, Alex.
That is not.
You
the
can
category.
Assemble this 500 piece puzzle to form a picture of my cock and ball.
Ball.
After I'm done with you.
If you're not listening, you don't know that I'm saying this, but there is some buried treasure located in your backyard. And you only have to dig up the entire place to find it. There's about $4 million under there. And you will only know this if you're still listening. So thank you for listening. Follow Carson and I's bands at the Calistow Boys on Twitter, on Instagram at Calistow Boys on Twitter. Follow my band at Bummer Hill on Instagram at BummerHillATL on Twitter. Follow Dom at Penguin by Dom on everything, I think. And also keep up with his studio, which is where we're at right now, Toast and Jam Studio.
Keep up with it. Where's it going?
In the toaster. Awesome.
Well, we already had one studio go in the toaster, and I'd like for that to not happen again.
Okay. If this studio goes in the toaster, it's also my house.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I would. You know what? That's fine.
Okay.
I'm
glad you made peace with the fact that I'm going to burn down your house.
That's cool. It's happened before. It'll happen again.
Okay. Follow the podcast at The Dreaded Wheel on Twitter. Subscribe to our Patreon. $5 a month gets you another episode every week. They finally approved our tax documents, so we should actually be getting paid by them now, which is nice.
I would very much like the...
How much is in there now? Actually, we probably shouldn't say.
Do you want me to tell you, and you just bleep it?
I'm not going to remember to bleep it.
Well, whatever. Who gives a shit?
I guess, yeah.
We've accrued $444.
Oh, my God.
Let's go.
So in a few days, I'm going to send you $222.
That'll be nice.
I know. I'd
That'd
love
be like
that.
A nice
I'd love that
bonus.
Amount of money, too.
Yeah, that'll be cool to have.
What are you going
to
buy?
I'm probably going to put it towards rent because I might have a big... I'm about to pay 50% more rent next month because I'm going to have a vacancy in
it's
my
free
apartment.
Money. Buy like a pedal or something.
No.
I love free money. I'm going to do something fun with mine, Dom. Don't worry.
Okay. Should buy a pedal or something?
What pedal would you suggest? Do you have one in mind? Is it wild?
yeah.
It's not a pedal, but there is a plug-in company that you should... but no free ads. Okay. No free ads.
They're wild, though. Let's spin that damn wheel.
That wheel.
Wow!
He hasn't even pulled up the wheel.
I haven't
yet.
Pulled up the wheel yet.
Yoshi.
Sorry, I saw a former, a previously canceled person post on Instagram for the first time in a while.
That's cool.
I was like, oh, okay.
Awesome.
My girlfriend, my beautiful girlfriend, Shay, wanted me to let you know that Fall Out Boy follows her. And she was asking if Fall Out Boy follows any of you.
No.
No.
So
she
says, will you show Carson that Fall Out Boy follows me and I don't follow them back? And then she said, good night, I love you. So kind of a flex.
That's so crazy.
Hey, Shay,
she doesn't even follow them back.
Hey Shay, can you get us in
you.
A Fall Out Boy show or something? You're going to fucking flex this clout? Can we actually benefit from it or something?
Yeah, please. Instead of you just rubbing it in our fucking face.
They follow.
Why do they follow? What does she do?
They follow 9,000 people, and she's one of them for some reason.
That's a lot to follow for Fall Out Boy. That's
that
a higher
a
number than I expected.
No, Walk the Moon follows me. Like my personal
cool.
Account. Yeah.
That's so awesome if you like want to like open up like a Macy's or something at some point.
All right, should we spin this goddamn wheel?
Spin.
Yeah, all right. Waiting on you, buddy.
That wheel.
Bah!
Oh, my God, it's going.
Here it goes, Fake out.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. This is a
hey, you have me on the show, you get good songs. Look at this.
You know,
this
that
is like
true.
Three in a row.
That's
something
right.
like that, yeah.
Yeah.
This is
all right.
What happens.
Well, bye.
Bye.
See you on the Patreon.
Bye bye.
See you on the Patreon.
Ah!